President Donald Trump met with Republican lawmakers at the White House today, doing his part to get Republicans to close ranks behind the GOP's plan to replace the Affordable Care Act. Let's take a closer look now at some of the claims being made about the proposed reform plan. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He joins us now from New York. Hi there, Ali.
Hi, Magna.
So we've been hearing all week about the Congressional Budget Office report or scorecard on the Republican reform plan. Headline, of course, that it shows millions, potentially 24 million, could lose coverage under the Republican plan, but also that it would reduce federal deficits. And I want to just play a little bit of tape here from Mick Mulvaney. He's director of the White House Office of Management, Budget Management. And he had this to say about the report, what the report says about cost of premiums.
The numbers that I've seen in the first glance is that the CBO says that premiums will go down by at least 10% with this plan.
So, Ali, is that true?
No, and what's strange is that Mick Mulvaney's a smart guy. He was a congressman. Paul Ryan, very smart guy, wonky guy. He said the same thing. They repeated the same claim. Now, I don't know if they know information that we don't have publicly, but the CBO report was very, very clear. And it says that it uses the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, as a baseline. And it says compared to where rates would have gone under the Affordable Care Act, by 2026, rates will be 10% lower than that point. Now, the Affordable Care Act was going to increase premiums by about 5.5% a year. So what that would mean is that it's 10% less than 5.5% a year. It's still an increase. It's a slower rate of increase after 10 years. And in fact, what it showed is in the initial years, the rate of increase would be substantially higher than what it would have been under Obamacare. So it's important for everybody to understand that whether it's Obamacare or not, rates were never, ever projected to go down.
Right.
And they still are not.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess the political point that Mulvaney and Ryan were trying to make was that in comparison to the status quo, which is the ACA, as you say, we would see a small a decrease.
Yes. That is what the CBO says. Now, everybody has all sorts of issues with CBO numbers. They are nonpartisan, or they are bipartisan. It is actually run by a Republican at the moment. So it is what we have. What would be perfect is if the Health Department and the White House also offered very specific, detailed estimates, and then we could compare them all and come to some average or something.
Mm. Now, Mulvaney also said that the plan takes market competition and puts it back into healthcare. I mean, would this plan get us into any kind of free market system with healthcare? Is that even possible in America?
No, it exists nowhere in the country. And I've been having this discussion with a lot of members of Congress over the last 2 weeks to say, show me one that works. There are, close to 40 industrialized nations measured by the OECD. Every single one of them has universal health care except the United States. There's no free market health care system anywhere in the world. And the reason for that is that free market means it's for-profit corporations. For-profit corporations will never willingly insure sick or old people. So you can't have such a thing. So you have to carve out the Medicare for older people, Medicaid for people with disabilities and for people who are indigent or don't have enough money. So once you start doing that, then you're creating a free market health system only for people who don't really need the health care all that badly, which insurance companies like, but it doesn't actually work.
That's Ali Velshi. He's MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, walking us through some of the claims being made about the Republican proposed healthcare reform plan. Ali, thanks as always.
My pleasure.